to be a whole season. Whole, complete. What does that mean? That means Tama Shelo Yichtoiv Alfin Einin. When you have to write an Aleph, don't make a mistake and write an Ayin. Einin Aleph. When you have to write an Ayin, don't write an Aleph. Beis and Kofin. If you have to write a Beis and not a Kof. It's possible if you write a Kof, even though they look alike. Kofin Beisin. If you have to write a Kof and you write a Beis, the Sefer Torah is possible. Gimin Sadin. If you have to write a Gimel and you write a Tzadik, it's possible. Sadin Gimel. If you're supposed to write a Tzadik and you write a Gimel, it's possible. Dalsin Reishin. If you have to write a Dal, you write a Reish, it's possible. Reish and Dalsin. If you have to write a Reish and you write a Dalit, it's possible. Even though they look alike, it's not called Ksiva Tam. It's not called a whole Ksiva. Heyin Chesin. You have to write a Hey, you write a Chet, it's possible. Chesin Heyin. Vovin Yudin. Yudin Vovin. A Yudin a Vov, it's possible. Zayn and Nunin. You have to write a Zayn, you write a Nun. Or Nun and Zayn, it's possible. Test and Pavin. If you're supposed to write a Test and you write a Pay instead, it's possible. Payin, Tessin. Supposed to write a Pay, you write that's possible. Kfufim Shutin. The case with Yosef is supposed to be Kofuf. That means a regular, small Pay. Instead, you write a Pshutin, a longer one. It's possible. Pshutin. You're supposed to write a long Pay. You write a Kfufim, a small Pay, regular Pay. It's possible. So you see, Klo here, there was supposed to be Psu, on the bike we'll see also. Memin, Smuchin. You're supposed to write a Mem. Instead, you write a Samach, or else Samachim, Memin. You're supposed to write a Samach, you write a Mem. It's possible. Stumim psuchim. If you're supposed to write a mem stuma, an end of mem, instead you write a mem psuch, it's possible. Psuchim stumim. You're supposed to write a psua, a regular mem, instead you write an end of mem, it's possible. Pasha psucha lo yasen stuma. A pasha is in the Torah is someone, the yen is supposed to be a psucha, supposed to be a space in between, and if you make it a stuma, you don't leave the space in the Sefer Torah, it's possible. Stumim lo yasen psucha, where it's supposed to be sosum without a space, and you made a space, it's possible. Ksava Kishira. We know Oz Yoshir is written special, it's called the Shira. Only Oz Yoshir is supposed to be written with the Shira, Oz Hazinu. Hazinu, look at the Sefer Torah, it's written like the Shira, like, you know, two words, and underneath it's one, then two, then one. So if you wrote a regular part of the Sefer Torah like a Shira, it's possible. Oy Shekosev es Hashira Kyoitzibah, it's also possible. If you wrote the Oz Yoshir or Hazinu, the regular Ksav, without looking like a Shira, you didn't write two and then one underneath it, it's possible. Oy Shekosev Shlei B'Joy, you wrote the Sefer Torah without black ink. Oy Shekosev es Askoros B'Zov, or you wrote the Askoros Hashem's name with Zov, with gold. Haray Elu Yignazu, Halacha is the Sefer Torah is possible, any one of these mistakes, and you have to be going as it. You can't do anything with it. So, Kopot, what? You have to bury it. You can't use it. You see the Sefer Torah is possible. So according to Kashi, here you see Klov, you had a psucho that you made a stuma, it's possible. And how come before we say it's kshera? Here. And the Gemara and Achlami, it's a machlekestaka. Who do yo makyaitana? That our Gemara with dashing in the Yehuda, that the word shin mem, shame, means something by itself, even though you wrote a mem stuma. How is it good for mem psucha? It's not good. He holds at this time. If you hold at this time, the Tanya, you have Yehuda ben Beser Roimer, Nema b'sheni uniskehem. Says in the posik uniskehem an extra mem. B'shishi. This is going by the Nisim. Each day when Nisim brought the kabonis. B'shishi the sixth day it says uniskeho an extra hay. B'shvi in the seventh day it says kimishpatom. Harei mem yud mem. Take out the word niskehem from sheni, take out the word niskeho, the extra yud, and take out the word bishri, it says kemishpatom, an extra mem. So you have an extra mem, an extra yud, extra mem. Hidashin is the word mayim. Is mikan, hatab yehud, yab yehud, yab embasayra, remez the nisach mayim in a Torah. This is the remez of such a mitzvah of nisach mayim on sukkis, to do the nisach mayim. Or there could be talking about the sim, could be talking about the kabbonis you brought on every day of sukkis, could be. So I call upon him Yidashah from the Mem, Yud Mem, to read the word Mayim. I lechur takasha. The first Mem is from the word Niskehem. That extra Mem is a Mem Sosum. So how could you take the word Mem Sosum, make it to read the word Mayim? When you write the word Mayim, it's a Mem Pesuach. So you see, even though it's supposed to be a Mem Pesuach, if it's written with a Mem Sosum, also it's kosher. It's an interesting chur takasha. There's only a remez. Remez, you only have these kashas. But you're never going to know. Even for remez, you can't. It will be possible. If you're supposed to have mayim, it's a mem psuach, a regular mem. And if it would be written in a mem sosa, it would be possible, you can't make this remez. So since we're making the remez, it's a raya. Now, me, the psuach, kosher. You have a raya here that even though this mem for mayim should have been a psuach, now the Torah writes it kimish potom. A mem sosim is kosher. Is who did it the other way around? Sosim nami. Sosim. Who did sosim nami? That's sosim. V'yasa psuach. It's supposed to be sosim, an end of mem. Instead, you made a psuach like here. Shimon. You're supposed to write the word shin. It's supposed to be shin with an end of mem. Instead, you write a mem psuach. It's also kosher. Said the man of Yehuda goes according to Yehuda ben Seira. For the Gemara midam, in order no tushdil. Maybe only where it's supposed to be written a mem pesuach and you write a mem sosim, then it's kosher. But the other way, it's possible. Why midam pesuach? If it's supposed to be open, v'yasu sosim. That's like this word mayim. We're saying from the word uniskehem from the end of mem. We're saying it really means a mem pesuach. So that's kosher. If it's supposed to be written a regular mem, instead you write an end of mem, that's kosher. You know why? Eluya kom alile. Because an end of mem, that's a more kosher voice. This is a habamina. What's the raya in end of mem? The end of words are more kosher than a mem pesuach. So yomer rav chizda, mem v'samach shabluchas. Whenever you had a mem in the luchas written, b'neis hayuemdim. It was written b'neis. When you had a mem and a samach in the luchas, it was b'neis. Because the mem, it was said in the luchas, it was carved out through and through. So if you have a mem carved out, since a mem is a mem sosim, and a samach is a round circle, so it's carved out all around, the circle can't stand. A circle should have fell out of the luchas. So how does it stand in the luchas? That's called b'neis. So I call upon him, in the luchas, the mem and the samach was an end of mem. It was a round mem, a round samach.
Yeah.
Now, how you want him? Ella, so Mela, the choshev aksiva is an end of mem. So mem is choshev. So here, where you're supposed to write a mem pesuach, and the Torah writes a mem sosim, that's kosher. Ella faket is posel. Ella sosim, where you're supposed to write an end of mem. Like here, a shame. Shin mem for shame should be an end of mem. For yasur pesuach. And you make it now shimoin. A regular mem, maybe there it's posel. Why gru yikom agarole? Because you're making it shvachra. A regular mem is a shvachra less of a noise than an end of mem. Why? The Amr of Yirmiyav, Yitem Rav Chiyav Rabba, Menasecha, these are the loisiyas of mem, nun, tzadik, pechof, which has a regular ksav in the middle of a word, and has an end of ksav at the end of the word. These loisiyas that have ksuach and sosum is tzoyfim omrum. That means they forgot which way is supposed to be written. Are you supposed to write these psuach dikksav, a regular mem, or the ikksav was an end of mem? They forgot how to write it. And soifa means in the vim later how to tell us how to do it. So the pshat is, what's up, Diyik, now? Since in the luchas we sang the mem and the samach was benes, so mashma the ikksav was an end of mem, an end of samach. And the regular mem, the regular nun, that in the vim later had to be mechadish to write it. So Abzai was saying now it's a shvach ruksav. The ik ksav is an end of mem. A regular mem is a shvach ruksav. For the Gemara, that can't be. How could you say that they forgot, or there wasn't a regular mem, and the Nevi'im later had to be mechadashit? Seifim Omer means the Nevi'im later were mechadashit. For Tizbron, the Aksiv, the Posek says, Eila ha-mitzvois, shein ha-novi rishoy lechadish dove meyatam. Once the Torah was given, tayag mitzvos, that's it. That's all the mitzvahs we have. Nevi'im later can't come and be mechadash a new mitzvah with the Raisim. It could be they can make a mitzvah with the Rabbonim. They made Mikra Megillah, they made Ner Chanukah, they can make mitzvahs with the Rabbonim. But you can't be mechadash anymore mitzvah with the Raisim. So how could you say the Nevi'im later first told us about writing a regular mem? Kita mem is with the Raisim. El of the Teretz is like this. Mio Havoy, Avada Vishasna Sinas HaTorah, they had two types of mem, of Manascha, two nuns, two tzadik, two peis, two chof. They had a regular one and an ender. But they didn't know yet which one you put in the middle of the teva, the psuach, and the end, and the mem pesosum, which one goes where. And the Nevi'im later were mistaken for us that the regular one, the open one, goes in the middle of the yos, in the middle of the letter, in the middle of the word, and the sosum goes at the end of the word. For the Morvakati, if we didn't know that, that's also called the mitzvah satorim. It's still shver. Nevi'im can't be mechadash asidah. The Chur is teaching us a big yisoid. Like, where does the mem go? A mem pesuach or a mem sosim? That's an ikra din Torah had to write. So you can't say we didn't know b'shas l'sinas haTorah and the Nevi'im were first mechadash that later. Ela the pshat is like this. Avada shachachum. Avada b'shas l'sinas haTorah was given to Moshe exactly how to write the mem, two mems, two nuns, two samachs. and it was Yeduah to Moshe that a Mem Psuach goes in the middle of the Yois, and a Mem Sosn goes at the end of the Yois. No Shachum. Later on, Klai Yisrael forgot which one goes where. V'chosu v'yostim. And then the Nevi'im came later and reminded us again which one goes where. So I call upon the Teretz is that there's no chshivis between a Mem Sosum and a Mem Pesuach, because both of them were there b'shas Sinas HaTorah and both are choshev. So Meila Korncheb Yehuda ben Beseira that learns that the word Mayim you could learn out from the word Niskehem from an end of Mem, so you see a Mem Pesuach and a Mem Sosum is interchangeable, it works both ways. So you have Yehuda that says the word shame has a chshivis because it means something, even though you're writing the word shimen and you're only writing shim, a regular mem, that's a kashura for the word shame someplace else. That's a Yehuda shita. I, the Bryce here, says it's possible. This Bryce of things are on Yehuda ben Beseira. Gufa. Omer Reb Chizda. Mem v'samach shebeluchas b'nei soyoimdim. And the luchas, whenever they had a mem or a samach was standing b'nei. The Yom Rav Chizda, Ksav Shabaluchais, Nikra Mibifnim, Vanikra Vachutz. There's the Ksav went through and through the Luchais. Each side of the Luchais you look, you could read it. Because the Ksav went through and through the Luchais. Kagoin, Nevuv Buvin. If on this side is written the word Nuvin, a Nevuv, so the other side is written backwards. Like the words went straight through the Luchais. So this way you read it straight, but if you turn it around, look the other side, you read it backwards. Or else, Roha Bahar. If it was written Resh Hei Beis, so in the back, the other side, you'd read Beis Hei Resh. Or else Saru V'Ras. So Tosfos asks the kasha, how come the Gemara picks these cases? Tamar, Amai Noket Luhu, Kivan Lehevi Beluchas. If the Gemara wants to put an example of how the Luchas look, the Gemara should have put words instead of the Luchas. Anochi Hashem Atecha. Should have said the word Anochi, you look this way, it's Aleph Nun Chaf Yud. You look the other way, it's Yud Chaf Nun Aleph. But that's what I want to tell you, that the Luchos was written through and through, and Mela, a nice like a Samach or a man that had a hole in the middle, was only standing beneath.
I mean, the
Maestro
didn't look the way Gemara said now either.
Why?
The letters would be backwards too.
Yeah. So, we want to say forget.
No, I mean, in other words, it's like, it seems to be
it's going through and through.
That it'd be like a new word.
But
I mean, like the Nun would be
backwards. Yeah, it'd be backwards, that's all right. It'd be backwards, right. Right. Omen to Santi Gemara now. Omale Rabbon Le B'Shur Belevi. Rabbonim told the B'Shur Belevi. Osi Dardiki Yidol Vei Medrosha. Like children, Dardiki, these are not Dardiki, the Choshva people, but like children came to the base of Medrash, V'yomru Mili, they dashed in the base of Medrash, they said over Halachis, in the base of Medrash, the Afilu B'Yemei Yeshua Benun Le Yitla. That these Chedushim will not even learn B'Zman Yeshua Benun. I don't know what it means to say, didn't know these things, or these are Hecher and Yonim, but they're saying over big in Yonim, the Mashiach says, like, the whole Torah, is the whole world is made up of Aleph Beis. We're soon going to dash in the ending of the Aleph Beis now. Why Aleph Beis? Give them one way after the other. And the whole world was made up with the Aleph Beis. And the whole Aleph Beis in the Torah is Shemus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there are big things in the Aleph Beis. So they're saying now, big you say this in the Aleph Beis, that I feel like Yoshua sure Ben Nun, they didn't know this. Or else Leitma wasn't learned then. Yeah. Aleph Beis. Shaila, how come first comes an Aleph, then comes a Beis? What does Aleph Beis mean? Aleph Bina. Learn Bina. Trashi Lima Torah. First thing, the whole first Aleph Beis is telling us, learn Torah. That's the first racist call of everything. Aleph Beis. Aleph means learn. Bina, understanding, means Torah. Gimel Dalet. What's that? Then comes a Gimel, then a Dalet. Means Goimel Dalet. Do Gimelos Chasodim to Dalet to poor people. That's the racist girl. Learn Torah and do Gemilas Chasodim. Goimel Dalim. My timer, Pshuta Kariya the Gimel, Lagabi Dalit. How come the Gimel, the bottom of the Gimel, turns towards the Dalit? Like the left side of the Gimel turns towards the Dalit. Shekain Darker, Shagoimel Chasodim, Loratzacha Dalim. Because if you want to be a Goimel Chasodim, you don't wait for Yonah to come to you, but you run after him. Rashi, my timer, Poshet Kariya the Gimel, Lagabi Dalit. Well, the Gabi Beit, how come the left side of the Gimel doesn't go towards the Beit, it goes towards the Dalit? Because the Goyim HaChasodim runs after the Dalit. On my time of Pshut to carry the Dalit, the Gabi Gimel, a Dalit is a straight line at the top, then the line comes down, it goes more towards the right side. So the Dalit is facing towards the Gimel, not towards the Hay. Why? The Lim Tzele Nashe, while a Dal makes himself findable for the Goyim HaChasodim. So the Aniyim make themselves appear in front of the Goyim HaChasodim. Trashi, my time of Poshet Kai the Dalit the Gabi Gimel, Poloy the Gabi Hey, how come the Balam, the regular Dalit, doesn't go forward towards the Hey, but it goes a little backwards towards the Dalit, cause the Gimel, Shemoshcha Tzatha Tzat Gimel, the Limsilei, Oni Navshei, that the Oni makes himself be found to the Gemel Chasodim. He doesn't make it that the Balabos has to run after him. He brings himself closer to the Balabos. How come the back of the Dalid is facing the Gimel? His back is to the Gimel. Come to tell you, when you want the Gimel Chasodim to give it to the Dalim, give it to him like to his back means Betzinim. Don't be Mavayishim. Rashi. Betzinim means not to be Mavayishim. Oh, the Mor says, "Kihechad la lichsef minei," that he shouldn't be embarrassed from you. So when you want to give him stock, give it to him in a nice manner, but sinner, not to embarrass him. Heivov, what's that? The noctem heivov, zeh shmoish la kodesh baruch hu. Rashi, heivov, kemoy ani vahu, yeshem eshem. Zayin ches, tes yud, chof lamid. What does that mean? V'yamata oisim kein, if you do these first in yonim, that you learn Torah, and you go imel gemilos chasodim, What Hashem will do to you? Hakadosh Baruch Hu zanoisoch. That goes for Zion. He'll feed you. Vecheinoisoch. He'll give you chein. O meitiv l'cho. That's the test. Vnoisim l'cho Yerusha. He'll give you a big Yerusha. Vekoish l'cho kesser l'olam habo. That's the chof. And that's the lamed. He'll give you a kesser crown for olam habo. So the ikar is the aleph beis learn Torah gimel dalet dug milas chasodim, and then you bezeichet everything. Rashi, meitiv l'cho haino test. Yerusha haino yud. Keser haynu chof, the olam habo haynu lamed. Right, mem epsucha mem stuma. What's that? Because mem has two. There's an open mem and a closed mem. Maime pesuach, maime stosim. Sometimes you're supposed to talk out, open your mouth and talk. Maime stosim. Certain things you're not supposed to talk out, not to learn with people. Rashi, maime pesuach, maime stosim. Yesh devorim shenitin reshus to darshim. Torah shabal peh, Torah shabiksa. You're supposed to dash in the Torah. So a certain learning, you're supposed to keep it privately. You're not allowed to give a shir in Maisa Makova. You have to learn it by yourself. It's a special type of a chokhmah that the yochid is zeichet to understand it. That's Maisa Makova. Certain learnings have to be sosim. Right, the nun kfufa nun pshuta. A nun is kofuf, that's a regular nun, and then the end of nun is poshut. What does that mean? Nemun kofuf, nemun poshut. A nemun a tzaddik is bent down a little bit, and then it's a poshut. So Rashi, Neman Kofov, Odom Kosher, it's a tzaddik, a Neman. Tzorich liyas Kofov v'onav. He has to be Kofov v'onav, bowing down like an onav. V'soifo liyas poshut v'zok v'elam abom. He'll stand up straight in elam abom, b'zeich in elam abom. But in this world, that's called Kofov, then poshut. V'ayit samach ayin, what's the samach ayin for? Min tzaymach aniyim, help out aniyim. Lamed aleph, or lishne, that's one shot. Lishnach Rina, what's the Samach Aleph? Simonim also Batera. Samach Aleph means an Indian to make Simonim for the Torah. Whenever you're in the Gemara, a lot of times before the Gemara starts bringing down a few memories, they bring down Simonim. Let's remember the Torah. Torah shall pay, you're supposed to remember. So make Simonim to remember the Torah. Trashi Simonim shall say the Shmues. The Tona Oyamoria Begirsos, Lotishkach Achab Mehem, are going Elusha Basas. A lot of times the Gemara starts off memories and brings down the Simonim of a Bekitza. To remember. That's the Samach Ayin. Make Simonim for the Torah. Now say Simonim. For Kona Oysen, then you'll be kind of the Torah. Pei Kfufa, Pei Pshuta. There's an end of pay and a regular pay. It means Pei Pesuach, Pei Sosim. Sometimes open your mouth, sometimes close your mouth. Shrashi B'shas HaMefazorim Konus. That means when people are scattered, they don't want to learn, keep your mouth quiet. Im Yesh Godu M'chol, someone's bigger than you. When people come to learn with you, as the big people want to learn with them. When not too many people want to learn, and you have a gadol to give a shir, you don't have to give the shir, then let him give it. A tzaddik is also is bent, and a tzaddik, an end of tzaddik is long. Tzaddik kof of tzaddik posh, the same thing, a tzaddik should bend down, pianonov, and a tzaddik then will be poshut. For the Gemara, Heinel Nemun, Kofov, Nemun Poshet, that we had before, by the Nun. That the Nun is also bent, and Nun is straight. To tell us that Nemun, a Tzaddik, should be bent down, anonim, and then be a Poshet. So why does it say two times for a Tzaddik and Nun? And the Gemara, Nechnami, Hoysu Duchla, Kosu, Kfi, Falki, Fosim. No matter how much bent down you are, don't think that's enough to be anoni. Vait to be Nochamal anoni. When it comes to the Tzaddik, Nochamal bend down more. Be more of anoni. Mikan shenitnu atara b'modet harosh. The Torah was given with a bent over head, Zutrashina means, Bereses via Nova Yisera. The Torah was given on Asinai, Bereses, with Anova, it was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, that was honored Mikolodom. That's the way the Torah was given. That's the way you should learn Torah. Vaita Kuf stands for Kodesh. Reish stands for Rosha. There's a Kodesh and there's a Rosha. My time of Mahada Rape the Kuf, Mereish. How come the Kuf turns his head away from the Reish? Omar Kodesh Borchu, Ein Ani Yochel Lestaka B'Rosha. I can't look at the Rosha. That's why the Kuf comes over and covers up the head of the Kuf. He can't see the Rosha. Well, my time of Mahade Tage, the Kuf Lagabi Resha, Lagabi Resh, but on top of the Kuf there's a Tag. On top of the Kuf there's a sign, there's a like a crown going up that faces toward the Resh. How come it's facing toward the Resh? They're telling Omar Kodesh Borchu, Im Choyze Boy Ani Koshlo Keser Kemoisi. If you do Tshuva, I'll give you a Keser Mamish like me. As the Kodesh Borchu is Makabu Tshuva. On my time, Makaria the Kuf Tluya. How come the leg of the Kuf is hanging? The leg of the Kuf doesn't touch the top of the Kuf. Why is it hanging? The Hoda Bey Uyayel. If the Russia does Tshuva, let him come in through that hole. Fred Gemara, Velayo Bahach, let him come in on top.
Rashi.
Rashi Bahach, Yakev Tachas Ragnia Kuf. He let him go on the right side. How come he has to go through this hole? It's more misfile than the Resh Lakish. The Yom Resh Lakish, my deceived, is a late sim who yalits, ulanovim yitin chain. It means, bo le tame poischenoi. If a person wants to do chatoyim, they're going to let you do them in the shemayim. They'll let you do what you want. Bo le tayim, mesayenoi say. If you want to do tayim, you want to do tshuva, they'll help you out. There is the kuf. The Russian now wants to come up and do tshuva. So Kashrid, let him go all the way around and come up on the other side. Teretz says, no, if he already wants to do tshuva, we help him out. So we let the leg of the kuf come down, not be attached. He could come in through that hole. We make it easier if you do tshuva. If you want to do it, umesayim. Shrashim misayim, I say, umachnisim leit pesuach. We'll let you come in through this Pesach. Right, shin sheker. Shin stands for sheker. Tof stands for emes. That's the end, emes. My timer sheker mekarvin mile. How come sheker, you spell it shin kufresh? Mamas goes kaseda, kufresh shin. And emes, merach kamila. How do you spell emes? Aleph is the beginning, mem is the middle, and tof is the end of the aleph bay. How come emes is spread out from the beginning to the end? And the Gemara understand. Shikra shchiach. Everybody, a lot of shek going on in the world. Shek is very shchiach, therefore it's one next to another. Kushta le shchiach. It's not so shchiach to have emes. You have emes to spread out. You don't have emes so fast. Oh, my time, Shikra Chodekari. What's that? Because the shin stands on one regal. I mean, the shin is the three lines come down to the bottom. The bottom is a point. It's like one regal. Koi. The emes, Melava Levune. All the words of emes has a few regals to it. The aleph has two regals. The mem has a whole bottom regal. The tough have two regals to it. They stand very good. How come the shin can't stand too good? Kushte koi. Because you say emes, it stands. So stand loyal and void. Shikra loy koi. You say shekra, it falls down, doesn't stay up. Like your shin staying on one regal can't stay up too long. Alright. That's one way to dash in the aleph vase. Now there's another way, is aleph test bay shimon. There's a ways of dashing the aleph vase from one end to the other end. Aleph tof. Bays shin. Go backwards. Drashi. Aleph vase. Aleph Beis Beis Shimon. Oisi Toyev Asavaloi. Some Hashem is saying, someone that hates me, I should like him. Shrashi Asavaloi. Vitzmiya V'chein Kulam. It's the first way we're asking for a showing. It means people that do rishis, Hashem's not going to like you. Right? Asavaloi. Beis Shimon. What does Beis Shimon mean? Be like Choshek. The Russia doesn't like me. Shimi Yicholov. I should make my name upon him. Hey, Shimi Yicholov. About or not? Gimel Reish. Gufay Timei. If the person's metamer himself, arachim alav, ashar rachmanis on him. Dalet kuf. What's a dalet kuf? Dal soisi nol. He closed my doors. The Russia doesn't want to come into the base of Medrash. He doesn't want to come into my shul. A kind of legadeya. Shouldn't I break down his horn? Because Hashem will give it up to beat up the Rishoyim. Legadeya. Zad kan midas Rishoyim. Up until here we dashin. This is one way to dashin. Aleph, Beis, Gimel with opposites for Rishoyim. But midas tzadikim, you could dash in the same way, aleph tov, beis shin for tzadikim. Aleph tov beis shin. How do you dash in that? Imata boish, if you're boish. So drashi, Ad kam mit shoyim. Kein hu nidrash etz shoyim. This is the way dashim for shoyim. Yemat the bush milacht if you nakne du khatoyim. That's all of days. Yemat the bush you nakne du khatoyim. Gimu resh dalet kuf. Shrashi ger dak gur bedoik. Min nafshecha te tzrura tachas kisei bedoik shemayim. That you be mamish tachas Hashem. That's gimu resh. You'll be tzrura tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yematoisin kain or gur bodit means you'll be near me. Hashem is saying you'll be right near me. Hey tzadik vov tei. How do we dashin? Chatzi tzehevei benoch liyaf. If you're a tzadik that has tzitzkis, there'll be a mechitza between him and af. Hashem will never get angry at him. Zayin aleph ches mem. How do you dashin this? Or tes nun? V'yeinato mizdazdeye min hasotin. If you're a rosh tzadik, you won't be afraid of the sotin. Yud mem chof lamid. Oma shal shogenim, the sash genim, that's the malachim obis, the sash genim, v'akodesh boch, he said in front of Hashem, v'boi nishalo ilam, liyam, kol, liyam, koil, Trashi means gehenim kru yam, gehenim is called yam, it means kol ufi shiroi holchim shom, hey, the malachim obis says to the Ebishto, let's put everybody in gehenim, he wants everybody to go there, is Oma kodesh boch, kodesh boch says back to the malachim obis, aleph chof samich, beis tes ayin, Gimu Yutei, Ani Chasaleim, Mivnei Shabiatoi. Trash Yomasasha Genim, Liam, Shali Tainas Kol Erdem, Viafilu Yisrael. Hey, the Sotom wants everybody to go to Gehenim. As Omale Hashem says, Aleph Chasel Erdem, means Alpha Beisahi, Eitzel Aleph Tes, Beishim of Akulim's Duras, the Safe Yitzirim. Means since they did the Tzadikim, Ani Echois Aleim, Al Shabiatoi, the gift means Benir. Since they didn't do Nir, they didn't do Znus, I'll protect them. If they should be a to be gift, would they give gimel yutei? These are what you say this here. They be a to be gimel yutei that they stood away from znus, so Hashem will save you from Gehenim. Dalet chof tzadik means dakim heim, kanim heim, tzadikim heim. They're tzadikim. Rashi notrikim, the dakim, kanim, tzadikim. Them heim. Hey lamet kuf, ein lecho chelik ben. Hashem is telling the sotin, the malachim others, you have no shit to Robert Stikim. They don't belong in Gehenim. Or memre zayin nun, shin tov. Oh my Gehenim will be punished from the Gehenim says by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oyle Mori Zoni Mizarva Shoshes. Trashi Vyoma Sasha Gehenim Zoni Mizarva Shoshes. Kol Loiv the Kechovim v'Yisrael. They all like to belong to being Gehenim. Omalei Aleph Lamed Beis Mem Gimel Nun Dama Samach Leichin Oylichon Legan Hadas. Trashi Al Libam Omle Kodesh Baruch Hu Lo Yehi Lecho Chelik Bem. No, he had no shtitim over the tzadikim. Hey, Ayin, Vov, Tei, Omer Gehenel, Fai, Kodesh, Baruch, Bani, Shloilam. Ayef, Onoichi. Ayef, Onoichi, no. I'm tired. Zayin, Tzadik, Chof, Vakuf, Halolu, Zaro, Sho, Yitzcho. Tuf, Reish, Yud, Shim, Chof, Tes. Tar, Yeshli, Kito, Kito, Shloiv, Dik, Chofim. Shari, Neis, Mechor. The Ebush just says, Malachim, Ovis, you want to keep yourself busy, I'll give you a lot of Kitim, Shel, Oidik, Chofim. Take good care of them. But my tzaddikim leave alone, you won't have shtetl over them. Oh, if there's a big disservice here, that's exactly what it means.